This is Paige, the co-host of Giggly Squad, and I want to tell you about a company that I've been loving, Olive & June. Olive & June gives you everything that you need for a salon-quality manicure in one box. And if you break it down, it really comes out to $2 a manicure, which is absolutely insane. It's also so easy to get salon-worthy nails at home with Olive & June. The difference between how your nails used to look when you did them yourself and now with the Manny system is a complete game changer. The best thing about Olive & June, too, is it's a quick dry. It dries in about 1 minute, lasts for 5 days, and full coverage in up to 1 to 2 coats. Visit oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system. That's oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Check the mic, check the mic, Mike. As they say.
What have I done?
Have you said anything that you regret in a previous episode?
Yes, and I said to producer Ben, and I said to you, that I wanted the dressing gown belt bit cut from last week's episode.
Soz.
Oh my God, the amount of people that are sliding into my DMs. We've got people sending me links to swingers' websites.
I mean, that's a bit unfair. Just because you like to be tied up with a dressing gown cord doesn't automatically mean you're a swinger.
I've had some bloke from Devon saying he's not gay, but... And then him and his wife are, like, pretty open-minded. I'm not even joking. And basically, they said when all this is over, they could show me a few things. And... Then, this is the worst part. You know, my mum dips in and out.
Oh, no, she didn't listen.
So, my mum's, like, not listen for a while. She dips in and out, because she's not, like, a big podcast listener. She heard it, right? And then she said, was it the dressing gown I bought you? It's just bad enough. And then she said, we've never thought of using a dressing gown belt. I was like, I don't want to know. She went, do you remember that time, once, when we lived in Northern Ireland... Vicky lent us some handcuffs and we couldn't get them off your dad and we had to get your Auntie Linda to come round and help me get them off. I was like, have you actually just told your son that?
A family that plays together.
Hello and welcome to Help I Sexted My Boss, the podcast where we help you navigate the challenges of modern life, aiming to answer 21st century questions and find solutions to everyday dilemmas. Like, is it okay to wear underwear when you're in isolation? I can't remember the last time I wore boxers. Cannot remember. And what should you wear for a Skype dinner date? And of course, what should you do if you've accidentally sexted your boss? But we're not your usual agony aunts, are we, William Hanson? UK's now, God knows where you are on this table of leading etiquette experts.
How
you
many
won't
days
work if, for weeks.
Excuse me, who hasn't been on air for a few weeks?
Oh, don't. I'm missing it.
Yes, no, we're not Jordan North. I'm more avant-garde. You're more haven't got a clue. arguably, my favourite one to date. Thank you, Anne Davidson.
Who said that?
Anne Davidson, one of our G&D divas. What does avant-garde mean? Oh, my God. Well, why don't you look that up for next week? We'll give you something to do during the week.
I have heard of it. Oh, do you know what? I only just found out this week. I'm looking at a flat. Just virtually, because I've no else to do. I only found out what a maisonette is.
A maisonette?
Avant-garde.
Well, hang on, which word are we doing?
Didn't he used to manage Chelsea, producer Ben? Hey, hey, one foot lads. And girls and anyone else who might be in football.
So go on, tell us what avant-garde means. It's at times like this I miss William's wacky word of the week.
New and experimental ideas and methods in art, music or literature. I'm avant-garde. I'd say my radio show's avant-garde. It's creative, it's wacky.
It's not on air for a couple of weeks.
Who am I kidding? We talk about picky tees and
plain or
please
sucker.
Stop tweeting about picky teas.
Oh,
it is so sodding dull. We are depressed enough as it is as a nation without seeing barrages of bland beige food every night at about 7 o'clock in the evening.
Honestly, right, the picky tea situation is getting out of hand. The amount
just
of people...
do a tweet saying, I'm sorry everyone, I'm taking a break from picky teas.
No, because I'm getting like Burnley football players and things now, and people asking me to rate the picky teas. Anyway, just to let you know, William and I are currently recording the podcast in our bedrooms on Zoom.
Excuse me, thank you very much, I'm not in my bedroom.
Where are you? Oh, you're in your study.
I'm in my Oval Office.
Oval Office. It's a study with tacky furniture
for
my IKEA.
I'm re-watching The West Wing at the moment, so I'm going to rename this the Oval Office.
Oh, I need to get into that. Is it good?
Yes, it's quite complicated.
You are being extra, honest to God. If I was next to you right now, I'd swing
there
for you.
There are words over two syllables in it.
I'm just
I suggest, Jordan, I'm going to say one word to help you if you do watch it. Subtitles.
You're annoying me. Why does your hair look like Maggie Thatcher's today?
Because I haven't
You've got
been
a Maggie
any...
Thatcher quiff! You look like Maggie Thatcher!
It's because my hair... Obviously, where I go to have my hair cut, which we've discussed many a time on this podcast, it's shut.
Yeah.
As indeed all hairdressers are. I'm going to look like Rapunzel by the end of this.
You are. Bloody hellfire. Shall we have a drink?
Yeah, well, to be honest, I've already started.
So have I.
Because I'm at home, and obviously normally when we record and we're in the studio, I have to sort of get on public transport or drive home. Mm-hmm. But because I'm doing this in my own home, I thought I'd have a double D. So good luck, everybody, when we get to the questions.
Oh, a double D. Mm. Ooh.
We've got our drinks. I think we should... Thank you. We should toast. And let's be honest... This means more than a clap. I think we should toast the NHS.
Oh, do you know... Oh, mate. Yeah, NHS and carers. And the care workers.
We can do carers another episode. We've got weeks of this.
To the NHS.
The NHS. And for the private sector, Bupa.
You had to friggin' ruin it,
didn't
you?
Well, no, just because they work just as hard. They're still saving lives.
I'm on gin and tonic, by the way. I've no Debonair.
Sort yourself out. Get off the session.
I've got the bot.
It is. Ben has just said it's almost unforgivable in his opinion, and I would agree.
I had a bottle, but I've drank it. I can't stop drinking. That's two things I'm doing in self isolation.
Tying yourself to the bed and knocking down the D.
Shut up! Don't mention it. Never happened. Oh, and one more thing.
Yes.
I was going to write a script and sell it to BBC Three and become world famous.
Right. How's that going?
So I finished this script last week.
Oh, you've actually done it?
Yeah. And then I read it yesterday. Oh my God, it's so shit.
Can you give us the premise?
Okay, it's a crap Northern Gavin and Stacey in the first episode.
it's a crap Gavin and Stacey. Wow.
Northern Gavin and Stacey. And the first episode is based around the family having a picky tea.
Oh my God!
It's so hot already.
I mean, you don't diversify, do you?
I finished it on Friday and thought, this is funny. This is Office-esque. This is Phoenix Nights. This is the royal family. And then I read it back yesterday. I was so depressed. I was like, this is shite. This is absolutely shite.
Well, it'll be on BBC Three in a flash.
How's your self-isolating going?
Yes, it's fine. Mikey and I are doing a lot of Disney Plus and chill, which is good. We're working our way through all that.
At your age, you dirty git.
Which is that. Obviously, Mikey's a key worker doing what he does. Etiquette experts apparently aren't key workers. Who knew? But he is still working.
He's grafting away on those building sites, isn't he?
During the days, he goes to work in the office, and I obviously work from home when he's away. And, generally it's fine. The weekends are a little bit boring, because obviously... I always find weekends boring in at the best of times, but particularly at the moment.
Dear!
Oh, I hate a weekend.
Dear!
Oh, you know I don't like bank holidays, and I'm not really that fond of weekends. One day weekend, that's all we need.
Other than that, you've been all right? You've been coping?
I'm fine. Are you coping with your missus?
Yeah. Yeah,
A lot of dressing up in your dressing gown.
Oh, for God's sake.
Lie me on the bed and spank me with a slipper.
I've never been spanked, and no.
You know you're a bit kinky.
I'm not kinky.
Well, you are. You've talked about that. You know my birthday present to you? I just realised that, in some circles, counts as fetish gear.
Oh my God, it does. We're not talking. I'm not kinky. I'm not. Right? I just experimented with a dressing gown belt once. Not that long ago.
Have you washed the dressing gown since, can I just ask? I think we all know the answer to the question.
I don't know. I'm looking at it now, it's so weird.
Is it crusty?
Tied up in that. Oh, William!
Well, if you haven't washed it, it probably would be.
Stop DMing me, people asking if I'm kinky. I'm not. No, I don't want to borrow your
boyfriend's. Can I say, I did get
love
a little...
cuffs.
I did get a little bit of love from the gays last week after my little breakdown, but not enough.
Oh yeah, you did.
So if we can still keep that coming, as it were, gays, then I'm open to it.
Yeah.
And I think, look, Jordan, we've mentioned this in a couple of episodes of this series already, but I think it's probably time that we finally tell everybody who didn't come to our latter live shows what actually went on in the premiere in Glasgow.
Oh no!
And let me set this up before Jordan does.
Why is it always in hotel rooms with us two?
Jordan and I, to keep costs down, obviously, were sharing a room in most of the places that we went on tour in January.
It was £12 a ticket. What do you expect?
And we were in Glasgow. We had a lovely show in Glasgow, and
we had a great tour. That seems like a lifetime ago now. That tour, oh.
Yeah,
I'm not just saying it was probably one of the best 2 weeks of my life.
Anyway, we finished.
And I've done a season in Magaluf.
We finished the Glasgow show. We got back to the hotel. We took off the stab vests and we were chatting in the bar.
We didn't have stab vests.
And it was got to midnight and we were like, okay, now everyone, night night, everyone, night night. And Jordan goes, oh, my friend's outside. He wants to meet me for a drink. Do you want to come? And we're like, absolutely not. It's midnight. We've got a tour to do. We're professionals. Off Jordan went, and he went and met his friend for a drink. Very nice. Jordan's the sort of person that can't say no.
I can't.
Especially if he's tied up. And he then, off he went. And I said, look, don't be late. Don't annoy me by coming into the hotel room late. Well, at 5 a.m, Jordan bursts forth into our hotel room. And I will let Jordan tell the rest of this story.
What time was it when I got in?
5:05.
You had a face like thunder.
I was incensed, but then when you came out of the bathroom, having freshened up, and you went, oh, I've had a nightmare. And you told me the following story. It was then hard to be irritated with you off the back of this. I actually fell out of bed and laughed.
He actually did fall out of bed. So I left some pub club at 3 o'clock in the morning, and I just got in a taxi and I said, premier in please, pal. And the guy was like, right, which premier in, pal? I was like, premier in Glasgow. And he was like, right, there's about fucking 20, pal. And I was like, anyway, I was hammered, if you didn't know. That's the impression I was doing. And he took me to this premier in. And I got to it, and I couldn't even get my key card in. And then I realised it was the wrong Premier Inn. So then I walked to the Premier Inn that I was staying in, and I got in, and I walked up the stairs, because I don't do lifts. And what room were we again?
704.
Was it 704? Do you remember the details?
Yes, I remember 704.
So we were in room
Jordan,
704.
This entire trip is burned on my memory.
So I walked up the seventh floor, because I don't do lifts, and my key card wouldn't work in the door. So the guy from reception come up. He must have seen me on the camera and was like, is everything all right? I was like, my key card won't work. And he was like, oh, what's your name? And I said, Jordan North. And he was like, oh, it's not under that name. I went, oh, William Hansen. I was sobered up a bit by now. And he went, no, there's nothing here. And I was like, oh, I was hammered. And I was like, oh, it'll be the production company. I'm on a tour at the moment for a podcast. The production company's booked it, and it would have been under their name. I'm sorry, I won't know what it is. He went, all right, fair enough. And he told me the name. I was like, oh, Okay, I didn't know that. I thought it was like someone in the office of the production company that we don't know. They let me into the room. I walked in, and as I walked in, this middle-aged couple both just shot up out of bed. Like, one of this guy was like, "Who the fuck are ye?" And I was like, "Oh my God, I'm so sorry." They must have thought I was like, I could have been a mass murderer. So then,
and to be fair, your appearance doesn't help.
So then the guy from reception and security come up because they heard the commotion and he's like, "Right, out, you perv, out." And I was like, no. I was like, I'm genuinely mistaken. I was like, I am staying in the Premier Inn. It's not this one either. So I've been to two Premier Inns. This was the worst part, right? I'm screaming. Security, they're trying to get me in the lift and I'm pissed.
There are indeed about 20 Premier Inns in Glasgow.
I'm pissed and worked up and I'm trying to explain to the guy that I can't get in lifts, I'm claustrophobic. And they just think I'm wanting to roam round trying to get in other people's rooms. And he's like, "In the lift." And I'm like, "I can't get in lifts, I'm claustrophobic, I'll have a panic attack." To the point where I was clinging onto things with my hands. I was clinging onto a door and like a toddler having a tantrum, this security guard and this bloke had hold of my legs and they were trying to drag me down the corridor and I was just trying to grab things and going, "No, I'm not getting in the lift, I'm claustrophobic." Then at one point I had both my legs on the lift door, like my legs out, like a fork to stop myself from getting in the lift. Sorry to that couple that woke up. Sorry to the security guard.
I'm sure they're listening.
And also, as well, what really pissed me off the most is I got out the club and the Premier Inn was literally across the road from it, so I didn't even need to get in a taxi.
People think we make stories up about you in that you're actually not this stupid, but you know you are.
So that was what happened in the Premier Inn.
Well, if that story wasn't funny enough for you, G and Divas, well, help is on hand because it is time for the moment in this episode we all look forward to. It's Jordan's 700 jokes of the week.
Jolly joke of the week.
Jordan's 700 jolly jokes of the week.
Jolly jokes of the week. Are you drunk again?
I'm on my way, as they say.
I'm on my way. On my way. Soon be moving,
however,
on my way. Keep
our
a little light on. Keep a little light on. I'm on my way.
Jordan, shut up.
Soon be moving on my way.
Jordan, shut
keep
up.
Keep a light. Just let me finish. Gene Divas, right? There's a great band called James. Everyone knows them for Sit Down, right? They are one of the best.
Whilst you're doing this, I can't be bothered.
Underrated bands.
I'm in
bands.
My own house. I'm going to go and get a G&D. Bye-bye.
Oh, are you going to go and get a G&D? Right. Seriously, I never taught music. But the Cortinas and James are the most underrated band. Soon be moving on my way. Leave a little light on. Whilst William's making his G&D. Leave a little light on. Can we keep this in, Ben, for copyright purposes? Yeah? I'm on my way. And the video to that, moving on, is beautiful. It's about his mother. G&D, it's just me and you. Until William gets back. Actually, don't know what to... Don't know what to do without William. Oh, you're back?
Yes, I'm back. Have you done your joke?
No.
So fine. Edit that
I
in.
Haven't. Little girl and a teacher. What?
Oh, I seriously worry about my life.
Right, I'll start again. A teacher says to a class, "I want you all to come up to the front and say a sentence with the word contagious in it. And I'll tell you the punchline after the break."
If you thought the only way to get a more defined jawline with natural-looking results was through surgery, think again. Juvederm Volux XC is a non-surgical injectable gel filler that improves moderate to severe loss of jawline definition and can help you achieve natural-looking results with little downtime. Even better, this improved definition lasts up to 1 year with optimal treatment. No maintenance required. Improve jawline definition for a smooth, sculpted look with Juvederm Volux XC. For important safety information, information and to find a licensed specialist, visit Juvederm.com. That's Juvederm.com. Not for people with severe allergic reactions, allergies to lidocaine, or the proteins used in Juvederm. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. There's a risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. Talk to a licensed specialist to find out if it's right for you.
Mom deserves better than a drugstore card. This Mother's Day, surprise her with a truly special personalized card from Moonpig. Add your favorite photos, a heartfelt message, and we'll even mail it for you the same day, all for just $5. From mom to grandma, we have something to celebrate every mom in your life. Every mom deserves a Moonpig card. Get 50% off your first card at Moonpig.com.
Moonpig.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
So a teacher says to her pupils, okay, I want you all to say a sentence with the word contagious in it. Little girl gets up front. She says, right, I've got one for you. She says to the teacher in the class, our neighbour is painting his house with a 2-inch brush and my dad says it will take the contagious.
Well, it's a bit blue, but it's funny. Well done. Now, on our Instagram, if you follow our Instagram, last week we did a competition where one of you, lucky lot, could win a fresh tub of my pink stuff. You could win that, and congratulations to the winner, who we will have picked by the time this goes out. But it's time to bring back our standard competition, the Give Me the D competition. This is where you could win a fresh bottle of Debonair. Jordan, can you remember the lyrics? And Jordan, you were on the phone there, weren't you?
Yeah, I was trying to find... I don't like just doing one joke of the week.
No, it's one joke, I can assure you, is more than enough.
Do you get it? Contagious.
Yes. One, two.
One, two, three. I want the D.
I need it now.
Please tell me when.
Please tell me how.
I'm thirsty and willing and eager, you see.
So come on, boys.
Come on, boys.
Give me the tea.
What do you do if you want to win the D, William?
Go to our Instagram, @sexedmyboss. There'll be a post with all the rules on it. Do that, you'll be golden. That D could be coming to you and it could keep you amused during isolation.
Just keep an eye on our socials. Have you heard that up there? That little a kid up there is like an herd of elephants. Hang on, I've just got to go and...
You can't bang on the ceiling. If you want to get in touch, Gene Diva, with any of your problems, we're still open to receive your dilemmas. It's sexedmyboss.com/contact. All the information is there. The email
Are you ready to receive, William?
Yes, help@sexedmyboss.com. If you are going to send us a handwritten letter, however, replies might be ever so slightly slower in coming back.
First question.
Hello, William and Jordan. Slash.
No, I'm all right. I'm drinking gin.
Don't mind me.
You what? About half an hour, I'm just going to have sausage and mash.
Sorry, it's my house, mate. What was going to make me a little brew, bless him.
You ready? Carry you finished? On. Any other domestic affairs you'd like to take care of in my own time? Very busy at the moment.
Go for it.
Here comes our first dilemma. Hello, Jordan and William, /William and Jordan. For the last few weeks, I have been seeing a girl during my time at university in Manchester. We've known each other for a while and get on like a house on fire, and after a few months of knowing each other, we properly got together towards the end of February. However, since lockdown was implemented in mid-March, we were both forced out of Manchester and back to our respective homes for the foreseeable future.
Bless
you. I don't really know the next time we'll see each other. I am mad about her, and I think she feels the same. We had the most amazing few weeks together before having to head off. How do I make sure I keep things going? We were riding a really nice wave until we were forced apart. We video call most days and text pretty much all the time, but I am, perhaps irrationally, worried that things could fizzle out if we kept apart for ages. We act like boyfriend and girlfriend in every sense, but I haven't had the time or chance to seal the proverbial deal yet. Any help and tips would be appreciated. Love and keep safe, Adam. Jordan, what's your take on that?
Well, I think they're ready to take it to the next stage.
Well, I think they are, but I think they're in a love lockdown, as someone was saying.
Yeah, oh, that's a great title for a song. Love
well,
lockdown.
Was, actually.
Oh, was it actually?
Yes. I think I remember that. In fact, I'm going to look up who did that.
Kansas City on lockdown. Am I in? So I think you're ready to take it to the next stage. So, like we've got to do in these times, you can't physically go to the next stage. Okay. You know what I mean? So why not do it on FaceTime or Skype?
Well, I think you can allude to that. I mean, I don't think I would. I mean, look, I'm very fortunate that Mike and I got together nearly five years ago. So we sort of did it in person, as it were, rather than having to do it virtually. But
you do know I'm talking about
Kanye
sex,
West.
Don't you?
Look at me. I referenced a Kanye West single with Love Lockdown.
Oh.
This is Love Lockdown. I'm now loving you. There we go. Kanye West.
All right. Of course. How did I know that?
I'll be on Radio 1 next.
Of course it is. I'm such a shit DJ. Anyway, I'm talking about sex, the next stage.
Well, no, you can't do that. And I think you sort of have to... You have to understand that it's got nothing to do with you. It's got nothing to do with your relationship. And Adam, to be perfectly honest, I think it's highly unlikely that the girl that you're interested in is going to be going on any other dates or seeing anyone else. Because even if she's doing virtual dates, I don't think she will be. It sounded like it was about to happen. You have fallen victim to bad timing. We're all in the same boat. And just keep chatting, keep being nice. Hopefully she's understanding. If she doesn't understand, there's something wrong with her. Because, as I say, we're all in this boat. Be patient.
Yeah, Adam, come here. Come here, bro. Listen up, bro.
Two metres.
I know you're missing her and you can't stop thinking about her. He did say that, didn't he? He's thinking about
mm-hmm.
a lot of
stuff.
Yeah. You could take it to the next stage, but virtually. Why can't I say virtually?
I don't know. I mean, you can hardly say anything, so I mean, I'm not
virtual.
Surprised you can't say virtually.
You can take it to the next stage virtually. Am I saying that right?
Yeah.
But you can, you know, it's not ideal, but it's better than the old thingy bank. So, like, do it over FaceTime or... video call.
Well, they're already doing that. They're calling each other daily.
Yeah, but to get... Look, we could be here for a long time and things are getting pent up. So it's perfectly fine to do that. It's perfectly fine to do that anyway. I know people that do it when they're other half away. When Mike is working away with lads on site, you know, like when he's got a job somewhere else, do you ever do it?
Do what?
Like, it over...
Do I tie myself up on the bed with a dressing gown cord and say, wish you were here?
Yes.
No. Next question.
Just hold it out. Hold it out. That's what I'm saying.
Oh, don't do that.
What?
Dear William and Jordan, I, like many, am working from home during these peculiar times.
When I say hold it out, I mean just wait it out. Carry on. I've just clicked.
Do I have your permission to carry on?
Yes, seeing as you asked so nicely.
Dear William and Jordan, I, like many, am working from home during these peculiar times. It has led me to ponder the following. Is it acceptable to have a spot of sherry whilst partaking in luncheon, even though I am technically working? Naturally, it is being consumed from a luxury cut glass with a delicate rim. Many thanks and best wishes, Scott.
Scott, who are you? The Queen Mother? Bloody hell.
Sherry at
luncheon.
I wouldn't necessarily have it with lunch, I might have it pre-lunch.
I have been drinking a lot. Because I've been bored and, like, yeah, so...
I mean, you drink a lot most of the time.
Yeah, that's true.
Coronavirus has got nothing to do with your drinking.
But I'm trying not to drink in the house Monday to Thursday.
Oh, producer's yawning. That's a good sign.
Our producer is yawning. I'm trying not to drink in the house Monday to Thursday during the week. I'm just trying to drink. I have a little one on Thursday, then Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. When all this is over, the first thing I'm going to do is, I've said it before and I'll say it again, I'm walking into the first pub, slapping 20 quid on the bar and just putting my head under a frigging Guinness tap. I'm just going to be like...
And then you'll go to the pub.
Get it on my face. Oh, yeah. Yeah, rub it in. Yeah.
Do you ask for this to be cut?
I'm not kinky. Next question.
Dear William and Jordan, I hope that you are well during this safe and ghastly coronavirus pandemic. Like many G&D Divas, I am volunteering in our local community and am responsible for my neighbourhood's mutual aid activities. As previously discussed on this podcast, WhatsApp groups are fraught with etiquette concerns. Many neighbours, no doubt because they are lonelier than normal, are using the groups to share their latest yoga experiences and general opinions on lockdown life. Recently, phone in hand, I opened a notification approximately 1 second after receiving it, only to realise that one of our core members, who actually does a lot of volunteering as opposed to just virtue signalling, had sent a photograph to the group of him, well, taking his girlfriend from behind.
They didn't sex the boss, they sexted the WhatsApp group.
Apologies, William, there was no ladylike way to say that. There was mass outrage in the group and the photograph was deleted less than a minute later.
Mass outrage!
I haven't removed him from the group because he is one of the only volunteers who offers to drive food to hospitals. And it probably was a mistake. Any advice for this uniquely Corona-era dilemma? Yours sincerely, Vicky.
My advice, it's given something to talk about, Vicky. So... what can you do?
I would not mention it at all. Move on. Pretend it didn't happen. I think that's
crack
the best,
on.
That's the best thing to cope with it.
Just give everyone something to talk about. Next question, William Hansen, UK's 18th leading etiquette expert.
This is from Ted. Dear William and Jordan, thank you for staying with us despite everything that's going on in the world. You are the light that I hope never goes out. Well, we're not going out at the moment because it's illegal. I think I need to have words with my flatmate for his poor etiquette, but I wanted to check if I was within my rights to voice my displeasure, especially if you consider us all being locked in together with no feasible escape. He has no respect for the rule that I believe to be sacred in a house share situation. The closed bedroom door.
Oh my God! Yes!
If you live with other people and you come across a closed bedroom door, in my opinion, you should leave it the way you find it.
Thank you!
My flatmate, however, believes that a closed door should be treated like an open one. That you can walk through it without warning and without any consideration for the person on the other side of it. This all became too much when my flatmate walked in on me when I was having a... moment with myself, shall we say. Luckily, the fact my trousers were around my ankles didn't matter too much as everything was covered by the duvet. But the fact he walked in and sat on the end of my bed whilst my crown jewels were cupped didn't seem to bother him one bit. What are your opinions on a closed bedroom door? I know if I live with Jordan, I wouldn't want to burst in on his kinky behaviour without a polite knock. Yours from my bedroom, Ted.
Okay, first of all, Ted, I like that you've had a crafty one there and you do it under the covers. That's very good. Because then if someone does come in, you can be like, I'm just having a nap. I'm going to remember that. Second thing, oh my God. I have told my housemates this loads of times. Your room, and anybody that's listening, if you house share like I do, if someone's got the door closed, don't knock to say hello. Don't... go in it unless you have to. It just means they want their own personal space and personal time. I say this all the time. If I had a bad day, I just want to go in my room and I want to watch shit telly. I want to watch Netflix. I want to watch Family Guy. But sometimes, I agree, and I will never go in my housemate's room if the door's closed because they just, you know, they could be doing a million one things, especially if they'd like, they've got a girlfriend round or something. So, yeah, well, I then, totally agree with misses. You there. Can we all agree... if you share a house with someone and the room's closed, you don't go in the room, you don't pop in for a chat, Yeah.
No, I would agree there. Like, a closed door, you have to knock first, and you have to wait, unless you are their significant other, you have to wait for them to say, yes, come on in, or indeed, no, give me a moment, or anything like that. You do knock, and it would be two knocks, rather than sort of any, three knocks, and it's the bailiffs. Two knocks, yeah. And it's your flatmate.
What's your expert advice on the situation if, say, you was WFH in your room?
Having a moment to yourself.
Having a moment to oneself. What did you do if someone knocks? My mate, actually, I'm going to... Do you want to give your advice here?
This is where my life experience ends. I have lots of experience. If you want to know what size napkin to put on the table during a tea party, you let me know. I'll be the first to give you advice. You want to know how to address an archbishop during Lent? Again, fine, I'm with you. This, Jordan's department.
Right, this, I've just remembered my mate told me this when we were...
Oh, your mate.
No, it was. It was actually my mate, honestly. So he was having a moment to himself at home in his room, and his sister's come upstairs.
He was about to as well.
Good one. So sister come upstairs, he's washing, and she knocked and said, Rick, I've got your washing here. Oh, can't give... Oh, I'm not meant to say names. She said...
do you want to give out the address?
Rob, I've got your washing here. And he literally flung off the bed and, like, headbutted the door to stop her from coming in, like, threw his whole body at the door. And she went, what are you doing? He went, don't come in, I'm doing naked sit-ups.
I think that's quite a creative excuse.
So now, our code word for that in our friends is naked sit-ups. So yeah, my advice is, if you are doing that and someone knocks on your door, say you're doing naked sit-ups.
I mean, the thought of you doing naked sit-ups, I mean, I think that's a good point as any to start wrapping things up, don't you? Before we finish, remember last week we said that if you leave us a new 5-star review, I will read out anything that you put in that review. Unless my two caveats were, unless it's bigoted or the Labour manifesto. If it's in any way socialist, it's not being read. Producer Ben has chosen two for me to read here. I'm sure he hasn't picked anything that will make me sound stupid, would you, Producer Ben? Such a great podcast. William, would you rather have legs for fingers or fingers for legs?
Well.
What are legs for fingers or fingers for legs? Probably fingers for legs, because then that would give me an excuse not to run. In my expert opinion, the Toby Carvery is the most highly esteemed restaurant the United Kingdom has to offer. Their culinary masterpieces are second, perhaps only to that of Greg's. And I can assure you, I will never ever speak those words again.
We need to make William say things that we don't want him to say, so put stuff on the reviews and we'll get to read it out. Before we go, I want to say thank you for... Well, I don't know about you, but I've had like loads of lovely comments this past week or so saying it's good to have you back. We need you. Not we need you, but, you know, it's kind of helping us, which does mean a lot to us, doesn't it, William?
It means very much to us.
It does.
No, that doesn't make any sense. I'm sorry, the D's gone. You know what I mean.
But it does. It means a lot to us. So thank you for all your lovely messages on Insta and Twitter. And sorry if we can't reply, but we've had so many saying it's so good to have you back with everything that's going on. So thank you. Stay safe. Stay well mentally and physically. And look after yourself and your
Jordan,
friends and family. Yeah?
Can I, Ben, hand in front of your mouth if you want. Can I just say that... and I direct this to both of you. But... I really, really miss you, and I just want to give both of you a hug.
Oh, don't. You're going to make me cry, yeah? Cheers. I miss you too, but we'll get through it. We will all get through this. We will. Yeah. What are you having for your tea?
For dinner.
What are you having for dinner?
I think we're having Thai spice chicken.
Oh, I'm having sausage and mash. Are we done?
We're finished. We're not American.
Okay, we're finished.
Hmm.
Should we have a game now that we're on cam? Should we carry on playing cock or ball? Ben, shoot first this time. Cock. Or is that ball? What did you think, William?
Jordan, go away.
Ben, you're going to have to show us more. It's definitely ball. Goodbye.
Even on a budget, Quality is non-negotiable. That's why Quince is the place to score high-end essentials at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Get your hands on buttery soft cashmere sweaters from just $60, Italian leather jackets, and so much more. And the best part about Quince? They exclusively partner with factories committed to safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Elevate your style without the elevated price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.